What it is, everybody. Welcome to a very special episode of Fish and Connoisseur a Movie. My name's David Pether, but you can call me Fish. With me, as always, my favorite sack of shit,
Connor McDowell.
Hey, Connor. You must be excited for this review.
Yeah, fucking nope. Let's get into it. Let's just get into the thick of it.
Yeah, it's kind of been a running joke between us. One of the very first conversations we ever had where we really realized that we definitely differ in opinion is over 2014's remake of RoboCop.
Yep.
Long-time listeners of the podcast would know that it does come up quite a bit, and it is a source of tension. So you know what? We thought, let's get it over with. Let's sort this out right now.
Yeah, fucking oath. Let's deal with it. Get it out of the way. It's clean slate from here on out. Probably not. We're still going to probably make jokes, to be honest, but you guys will have more of a context as to why we feel the way we do. You know? That's what we like. We want you guys to be updated. I got a fart. Hang on. Did you hear that?
I did.
Did you hear that?
I did.
Hang on.
We are men. We are adults.
We are men.
Okay, so, well, I don't have a fucking summary, so I'm just going to cheat and read the IMDb.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, fuck,
someone
please.
I don't even care. So, in 2028 Detroit, when Alex Murphy, a loving husband, father, and good cop, is critically injured in the line of duty, the multinational conglomerate Omnicorp sees their chance for a part man, part robot police officer. And then shit ensues. So we'll just get into the thick of it. But I do want to say, for those who are wondering why the fuck we're reviewing an old film, it's because I'm not actually here at the moment. I'm just a ghost.
New York. He's in New York.
Oh, yes. I'm over in the Americas. And we've done this ahead of time, so we'd still have an episode because that's what we care about. We want to get that shit to you guys. So, RoboCop. All right. Well, first of all, Connor, let's just start. We know you have a deep, deep hatred for this film. What is it that really stands out, that really grinds your gears? Let's head straight to that.
It's fucking boring. Oh my God, it's so boring and so lame. The first RoboCop was fucking killer. It's like the ultimate B-movie. It's about a robotic cop just goes around with his 3 burst shot pistol and he's just fucking everyone up. Doesn't give a fuck, you know? And he's a robot cop, and that's how it is. And this one, it's all about man versus machine and fucking capitalism and the first one was a satire, and this one tries to be a satire as well, but it just fucks it. I can't even, it's fucking boring. The whole thing is boring. Like, there's like maybe a 2 scenes or 3 scenes that are pretty cool, and then like the last, after the first quarter of the movie, it's just 3 quarters of bullshit, like him fucking, like, disassembled, like, contemplating his life. I wanted to see him fucking run around shooting the shit out of people. When he finally does it, it's so lame. That fucking scene where he's in the base and he finally kills the guy that turned him into a robot. And it's just boring. Like, it's such a shit fight scene. It looks so dumb. It's, like, in the dark. And, it's just nothing. And Michael Keaton, whatever. Fuck it. Boring. It's dumb. It's boring. It doesn't match what the first one did, which was this hyper-violent kick-ass film. This one's a PG piece of shit.
Okay, now you've got your rage out of the way. Can we review the film?
Probably.
I think the most important thing to do when coming into this RoboCop is to not compare it to the original, because it's nothing like it. Exactly what you just said. It's a completely different film. It just shares the title and a guy who's a RoboCop. Yep. You're right. It does have a bit of satire in there, but this one is definitely trying to have more of a message. It's trying to, like, that man versus machine and how, you know, the fear of, we're at that point in the world now where, you know, the machines are taking over the jobs of humans, and it's only a matter of time before we do entrust machines with our safety to this point. And it's like, that's a scary thought for a lot of people. So I think for the timing of it, its message is quite relevant right now. And that's what I think it's tapping into more, where, you know, the original was just a fun, very, like, hyper-violent, almost comedy. And I know that's why this film hasn't had as as good a reception because there, so many people have such a deep love for the original that it's hard to step away from that. It's like if they'd made this movie, like if they did this sort of sequel to Jurassic Park, I would have been very upset. But I don't have any real connection to the original RoboCop. I only watched them properly for the first time that I can remember. I would have watched them as a kid, but like I only watched them for the first time properly after seeing this movie. So this movie kind of set the standard for me, and that's why this one stands out, because I didn't have that prior knowledge going in, and I think that really helped. So yeah, it's very much a more serious film.
Yeah, but it's piss boring is the problem. Like, it may be more dramatic and serious, but it does nothing. It just tries to answer all these great questions about our society, it's not very smart in the way it does it, and it pisses me off.
It's not. It doesn't answer many questions at all. The main theme that's going through it is that the human will is stronger than the, you know, machine, basically. And that's, you know, that Alex Murphy's emotions are eventually able to beat out the programming in his brain, which I quite liked. I actually liked the scenes where after he gets blown up, which he gets fucked up. Like, that explosion scene is pretty fucking cool. Like, he just goes out and just slams him up against those stairs. And when they bring him back to life, he's literally only a few organs and a hand. And I think that's like a really powerful scene. Like, you're saying that's boring. I thought that was one of the strongest parts of the film.
Nah, that scene was good. The first time you see it, it's really cool. The first time you see it, it's cool. Not the 12th, because it fucking just keeps showing up. Like, it's just him looking at himself as a monster all the time.
That's a very important part of the character, though, is like he's scared of what he's become. And then when he has too much will, they take it away from him. And that's like a scary thing. I think that's the whole message in there, is like, will machines take away our will? Like, I think that's terrifying.
Yeah, but I think my other problem is like, it's there, but like, that will machines take over our will is never really emphasized. Like, you got the scene at the start where the robot kills the kid with the knife, and that kind of sets the tone, like, machines are bad. But in this, as RoboCop, he really doesn't do anything. Like, he doesn't do anything bad at all. In fact, he's pretty fucking cool. He just goes around and, like, solves crime for a bit and then gets stopped. And it's like, when shit starts getting real, you're like, fuck yeah. And then it just simmers down, or it's not executed correctly. If him as a RoboCop, like, he defeats, the other thing is that I think is complete bullshit, is that he overcomes all of it, like his robotic side, which is bullshit because they put so much emphasis on Gary Oldman, like, you know, like making him become this robot, like, and that he can't be a human. He won't know the difference and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, they go in all this emphasis. And then the last scene, he just does it anyway. Like, he just doesn't give a fuck. He just goes about doing it anyway. And it frustrates me to all hell because
I don't think it's that he doesn't give a fuck. It's exactly what I said before. That's the whole point of the movie, is the human will over machine. That's what that is.
But I mean, it's not executed properly. It's just like there's no reason for that to fucking happen. Gary Oldman should be like, here, let me help you a little bit or something. No, but he's just whatever.
He doesn't understand. That's the whole thing. It's like, how they're like, oh, how is this happening? And it's just that his will is so strong.
Oh, yeah, but that's fucking stupid. That's so dumb to me. It's just cheating. That's not how it works. You're trying to make a film about a dude who's a fucking robot, and then it doesn't matter anyway. Like, humans,
you're just missing the whole message. That's lame, the man. Thing.
No, I get the fucking message. I know what they're trying to say. I just fucking hate it.
Well, then it should make sense. It should make sense then.
No, it's dumb. I hate it so much. That bit where Michael Keaton's got him on the ground and he's got his pistol at him, and he just kind of raises his arm anyway and shoots him. I was like, oh my god, it just happens. Like, it's. There's no, like, great contrast. They don't show him being this crazy super monotonous robot who's killing anyone and killing kids left and right.
Yeah, well, really all that he does wrong is disrespect his wife, isn't it?
Which he doesn't even do. He just kind of is busy saving the world for a couple of days and his wife gets upset. Like, there's no contrast. Like, maybe if there was a really insane contrast where you see this guy murder a fucking child or something, you know, like, or just a thief, and he straight up kills him, and then he slowly, that torments him, and that's how human will overcomes it, and it's from the fact that even with that, everything dumbed down, his human aspect still comes through. I could understand that, and I could respect that, but the fact is, he kind of neglects his wife for a couple of days, and then suddenly he's back to normal.
I think it's a couple of months, man, but it's, yeah, no, it's, I agree with you. He should have gone fucking Terminator. He should have gone out and just fucking wasted a bunch of people. Like, if it was even something merely based on a bad police report that accidentally put somebody down as a, you know, a violent killer, and he was just a, you know, like a, he was just stealing money from cash registers or something like that, and RoboCop goes out and fucking kills him. Like, that should... Something like that should have happened.
Exactly.
Like bad programming or mistake in the system. I get it. I get that. Because he never really does go out and do anything particularly bad until he has human will and he kills the corrupt cop. But like, he's a bad guy, so that's good for us. But in the eyes of society, he's become a murdering machine, where it was the human side of things that did it. But I like how it jumps in back and forward between the morality of giving the robots right to protect us. I like all that. I think it's real, like, that whole message is really powerful in it. Like, and when Samuel Jackson is spreading his fucking propaganda, trying to get, you know, being pro-robot, like, even I was starting to be like, yeah, man, I want the robots to protect us. And then I'm like, hold on, no, these guys are the bad guys. And and that's what I want to come to Michael Keating, because we both are pretty big fans of Michael Keating. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, man.
And I thought he was pretty good in this movie. Like, I think his character was fun. And I actually sat through it, and it wasn't until the end. And like, I knew that he was the bad guy, but I really liked him. And there's something about the way it's definitely Michael Keaton for the most part, but like, I like how that bad guy is portrayed. Like, he's such a salesman, like, that even I was like starting to think, so who's the bad guy in this movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you feel about him?
I just like it doesn't matter what he does. I like him and everything. Honestly, like, he's pretty cool. He was pretty good in this. He's a good actor. Like, he was good. He's playing like,
sorry.
No, go on.
I was just going to say that, like, you're right, he's a fucking fantastic actor. And then having him across from Gary Oldman, there's like those two, there's like the scenes where they're sort of bickering amongst each other. I was like, man, these are great. Like, that's just like, that's two fantastic fucking talents just going at it. But what do you, I think I know what you're going to say, but how do you feel about our main dude? What's his name? Joel Kinnaman.
He's a fucking robot, man. Like, he's so boring. Holy shit. God, I didn't like him.
It's
but
funny.
Who cares?
It's funny because in the first time I watched this, as you know, I saw this at the cinemas and just came out of it like, fuck, I really, really enjoyed that film, and I thought he was quite cast well. But watching him trying to be the family man at the start of this movie was just straight up awkward. He is so wooden. And exactly, he's such a robot. And I think that's why I like him as RoboCop. He works really well in the robot suit. But when he's not in the robot suit, he's just like, I don't for one minute believe that he's in this family.
Go on. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, until he becomes a robot. And it's weird that I can feel I feel for him more when he becomes a robot man than when he's a human.
Yeah, he's an odd one for me because you're right. Like, as RoboCop, he's really good. I actually really like the style of RoboCop in this. Like, there's some just really cool things about him that I really enjoy. I love the simulation scene where they're comparing the two. That was badass. You know, that was so cool. And I love the look of him and the way the fucking gun springs out of his leg, and like they made him black, and I was just like, that's really modernized. Like, if you're gonna make it a serious sort of film, this is what you need to do. And he's got his motorcycle and shit. And I really like that. I just wish the film was like MA, you know. I wanted to see some gore and shit. We're talking about the brutality of machines and the difference between the kindness of human nature and like, you know, this brutal sort of system, and you never get to see it, and that's what really pisses me off. And I just wish, like, imagine him as RoboCop, plain face, just going around fucking popping people left and right, you know? Because that scene where he kills that guy that turned him into RoboCop, that should have been the last part in the whole film. That should have been this crazy fight with him and, like, him just destroying them. Because he's the real bad guy. He's the one that did this. Michael Keaton's just a salesman, you know? He doesn't give a fuck.
Are you talking about, what's his name, Jackie Earl Haley?
His name is.
The guy who played Rorschach? The little guy. The weapons dude, yeah.
No. The dude that turned him... The dude that blew up the car. The mafia boss dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That
fine. Like, oh, yeah. He should have been the main...
Antoine Vallon or something, yeah. But he was nothing. He was nothing in this movie. He was just like a little something. Yeah.
Yeah, and I wish he was more, because like he's the one that does this, and like, yeah, Michael Keaton's a bad guy and shit, but he's a salesman. And at the end, Michael Keaton's still a fucking like a decent person towards him, you know? And like, it would have been really, even if they teamed up, I would have enjoyed that. But the fact that the kind of the bad guy, the one that we're all like, oh fuck you, you just took a man away from his family, it's kind of just casually killed really quickly. It's really disappointing.
Yeah, I just wish... It's funny, it's funny you're saying it, because I actually even forgot about him. I didn't even think about him, yeah.
It's frustrating to me, because the climax of this film, like that big, ooh, Michael Keaton, man versus machine, it's kind of boring. We kind of already know how it's going to end. It's disappointing. I was just disappointed.
I think so. I think we're definitely looking at this movie in different ways, and like, I feel you're definitely leaning more towards the action side of things, which is really funny because you're not the action guy. And I'm like digging the drama that they're infusing into this, because like I quite liked the, you know, him beating the programming to kill Michael Keaton at the end, and I've forgotten about the action scenes, because that's one thing. I find he's quite awkward when he's moving around as RoboCop, when he's getting into action mode. I quite like the scene at the start where he finally gets put back together, and then he's trying to figure himself out, and Gary Oldman just kind of lets him go for a run, and he goes out into the warehouse, and he's just freaking out, and then he jumps that fence. And then there's just that weird shot of him running through the paddock.
Running, yeah, it's so strange.
And I was like, because he looks so cool. Like, you said it before, like, he's a very cool-looking RoboCop. Like,
yeah.
It's very sleek design. They've done well redeveloping.
And he's a fucking clunky mess.
Yeah, when he moves, he's just it's like too robotic. I don't know. It just doesn't work as well as it should. But then... I want to talk about that action, that first time that he kind of gets into like a battle sort of zone where little Jackie Earl Haley takes him into that warehouse to fight all those other robots. I thought that was pretty cool, but I couldn't help but think, why are all those robots missing them? The whole thing is that the test is supposed to show that these robots are perfect, and he's, you know...
Yeah. Kicking their ass.
But then I know he's been taken away, his will, basically. He thinks that he's doing everything, but the computer's actually controlling him. But, like, he's not moving around like a fucking ninja. He's just kind of walking, and there's, like, 50-something robots shooting at him, and not one of them is hitting him? Like, come on.
He doesn't give a fuck either. He's just like, yeah, whatever.
Like, I would have liked it if they just, you know, made his armor just fucking impenetrable, because the guy said that the robot's guns... wouldn't particularly hurt him, but his gun would. So I was like, I couldn't see any bullets coming off him. I'm assuming they were just missing him. And I was like, man, this is like, it's almost cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love the bit where he tases the dude at the end. That was great. That was so satisfying when he's like, what happens if I tase a little asshole? I was
oh, and Gary Oldman says, oh, we'd all like to know. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with that. That was one of the, I was like, yeah, that's what's up.
That guy was a fuck. He was such a little dick.
He was just such a dickhead, though. Like, he really has no justification. He's like even, he's not morally justified in being a cunt, like, at all. He's just a fucking asshole.
He's just straight up a cunt. That's
just
all
a dickhead. You know, he's like, I don't trust this guy because he's a human. And I'm like, what? What the fuck? Why not? Yeah, like, yeah. I don't understand the problem. Yeah, nah, that was fucking stupid. But I liked him, actually. I did like him.
He was a cool little bad guy. What about in that opening scene? I thought that opening scene was quite cool with the suicide bombers and the whole thing with the kid getting shot. Like, I thought that was pretty sweet. Very, like you said, a very...
Which, who is it?
The very first scene where Jackie Earle Haley is like, showing off those big robots in, like, the Middle East somewhere, and all those suicide bombers come out and start, like, attacking them. Yeah, yeah. When I was watching that, though, I was I remember thinking about this in RoboCop as the original as well. I can't remember what they're called, but those big mech-looking ones, like, they can't be a good design for anyone. Like, once they get knocked over, they're done.
They're fucked.
Like, if you're going to design robots, they should have tank wheels or something. Like, I can understand the humanoid-looking ones because it gives a human sort of... Especially if they're going to be doing patrols through the streets and stuff like that, it kind of gives off... It's a little less cold than this fucking mech walking through.
It's meant to be like, that's what they are on the first RoboCop, they're these big mechs, which makes sense because first one's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to make everything seem more sleek, and then you have this gecko-looking thing from Metal Gear Solid 4. Not sure if you understand that reference, but they're just these big, clunky fucking messes. It's like scout walkers from Star Wars walking around, and it's just like, oh, what? What?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, and that's, well, I know that's the whole point of in the original RoboCops, they talk about, you know, those ones, they're hindered by the way they're designed, and that's half the reason for RoboCop becoming about from memory. But mechs keep coming up, and I know they look awesome, but just in a logistics way, they're pretty fucking shit. Yeah. But, like, you can see, even tell, like, in that final, the final scene that RoboCop comes in and drives his bike through the window and jumps under one of the mechs, and it's like, once it's under him, like, they can't get to him. That, like, the RoboCop's under the mech, and he can't get to him. Great, like, man. I thought that was really funny. I was like, I'm glad they pointed out the flaws in these things.
How fucking stupid it is, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I actually really, really liked the family element to it. I know a lot of people have said that it wasn't as strong as they would have liked. But how do you feel about that?
I had no issue with it, but I kind of... Look, I'm just... I don't know. Like, this resentment to this movie kind of makes me not give a shit about a lot of things. And one of the things I didn't really care about was the family, but I liked the wife. Like, she's a good actor and she was a good character. But I mean, at the same time, it's one of those things where the whole reason he turns back into a human was because she's upset at him at that point, you know, when she runs onto the road. And I just kind of wanted to, like, I kind of hated it because of that. And so the whole time I was like, fuck this. Like, this family thing's fucking stupid. But, you know, initially it's all right. I think it's okay. They're lovely. The kid's good. And I understand they're committed. And she makes the call and stuff. And she plays a really pivotal role in it. I don't know. I never wanted there to be a family in it to begin with. So, you know, there's that going, but I didn't mind it. No, I didn't mind it in this.
Yeah, because I think it's the strongest part of the film, to be honest. Like, it's the whole message is that, you know, his character is based around the fact that he's supposed to be this really loving husband and, you know, strong family man. And, like, even though he doesn't play it that well, I think Abby Cornish, the wife, makes up for it more than enough, because she's, like, a super good actress. And it's just incredibly emotional in everything that she does. And, like, I'm more watching her than him now. So it's like, I really want her to be happy. And because she's upset, about what's happened. And, you know, I like that it's like her decision to kind of turn him into RoboCop in the end. And like, that was that a mistake or wasn't it? Like, you know, I like all those elements that come into all the questions that are raised with it. And I like that the only thing that's keeping him human is her. Like, that's really cool to me. I thought they did it quite well, because every time that she's around, I felt the movie was at its strongest. But that's why I really like that element of it. But saying one thing, you know, when he comes back to see the family for the first time, I would have thought that Gary Oldman, being the big dog that he is, would have designed him like a less intimidating body.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Or at least like put clothes over it or something, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's like,
he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt over the top of it.
Oh man, it's so fucking silly. It's so weird. Yeah, it's just like, I don't understand why he's such a clunky tank, because they can disassemble him. You know how they take him apart?
Yeah.
So wouldn't you have a smaller body that would allow him to kind of be more approachable in those, like, for his family life, not so he's still in like fucking a suit of armor?
Yeah, that's
it. You know?
Well, fuck, man, the sky's the limit, man. They could put him on anything. They could put him on the front of the motorbike. his body could be the motorbike. Like,
yeah.
They could have gone, if it was like a less serious, funner movie, they could have gone fucking crazy with him and made him, he could have been a tank just cruising around with a face.
Yeah, straight up. With a fucking face.
Yeah. All right, cool.
I was about to say the exact same thing you were about to say.
Yeah, well, I don't have much more to talk about this one. Like, you've got your anger out at the start, and I think that was good. We had a civilized conversation. I don't know. I still really enjoyed this film. I'm probably not as attached to it as I was when I first saw it. Its rewatchability isn't as good as it could be. There are a few boring parts, and to me, most of the boring parts were actually the action scenes, some of it was just clunky and not as exciting as it should have been.
They were shit.
But they've really, really nailed the emotional aspect of these characters. Like, I think that's what makes this film so special to me. It's not just a fucking shoot 'em up. It's actually all about the man behind the robot, and I think they've done quite a good job with conveying that. The RoboCop looks awesome. A lot of the actors in this are just fucking phenomenal. Even his partner, who doesn't get much of a fucking run at it, like, he's just a really cool dude. I really like him, and I felt bad when he got fucking killed injured in that first shootout.
Yeah.
But I do like when when RoboCop comes back in and they see each other for the first time. He's like, "Well, at least you're the right color now." And I'm like, "This guy, a little bit of little bit of racial fun between friends."
Jesus
Christ. But I think the human element is very much there, and the play with just like the difference between the humans and the machine sides of things is very strong in this. I think that message is very well portrayed to me. It probably goes for half an hour too long, and it could have been a lot more violent, and the action scenes could have been a bit funner, but it's still a solid film, and I still sit by my. I gave it a 4 out of 5 back in the day, and I still give it a 4 out of 5 now.
Fucking hell!
What do you think?
It was shit. I really hate it. Like, it's, I just hate it so much. It's so boring. That this whole like dramatic side. You're trying to make a dramatic film about a guy who's a fucking robot cop. Like, it's so stupid, man. Oh my god, just let him kill shit. And I know you don't want me to compare it to the original one, but the original one was a really cool film, and this one is not. It's lame. It's really lame, and it's fucking boring, and I just can't deal with it. Like, the action scenes, I just wanted to see some fucking robot action go full Terminator up in here, and it doesn't. It's really clunky, like you said, and lame, and, like, sad, really sad, and PG. CG. And then the story isn't justified enough for me to really believe that man does beat machine. It should have just been something else, the way he goes about, like, overcoming it. I'm totally cool with him overcoming it. I just wanted him to do it in a way that isn't like,
I didn't talk to my wife for a little bit. I'm sad now.
Like, it's fucking stupid. And just so lame. I don't even know what to say about it. I ranted at the start. My reviewers were right at the start.
Well, I do want to say that I don't think you can come out and say that you hate it as much as you're sounding like you hate it after having this conversation, because you have thrown out some positives.
Yeah, there are minor positives, really minor positives, like the fact that he looks like a pimp, like he looks like a fucking straight pimp, and I love it. I love how cool he looks. I wish they just remade the original with him looking like a fucking badass, and Michael Keaton, you know. What are you going to do? It's Michael Keaton, man.
Yeah.
You can't have bad Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
But it's a 2 out of 5 is what it is.
So do you think most of your, like, well, obviously you don't like the action and you think it's a boring-ish movie, but is most of your hatred coming from your love for the original?
No, because I don't even love the original. Most of my hatred's coming from this being a piece of shit. Like, it's boring. It's a boring movie. That's what I don't like about it. It's just fucking boring. They build it up the whole way through the film as if it's going to be this crazy action scene, like action film. You've got fucking a robot killing a kid at the start. You've got Sam Jackson in it. You're like, holy fuck, it's RoboCop. We know what the first one's like. But then it's just fucking piss week. Nothing happens.
Well, I don't know. Stupid. I don't know if it's ever really built up to be an action film. I think it's just expected to be an action film, which it should have been. It should have been. I agree,
they do build it up, though. Like, Michael Keaton's designing a weapon. It's all about designing this weapon. Will this weapon work in society? And you don't ever see it be a fucking weapon.
But what I'm saying is that it's definitely taken the more dramatic route. And so that's why I think it hasn't particularly grown, like, built up to be action. It's built up to be more like dramatic action.
Dramatic route was, like I said, just I thought it was bullshit as well. Like, that dramatic sort of side they're trying to get was not entertaining for me at all. I was like, why do I give a fuck about any of this? Yeah. It's just not, why? I understand that you're struggling as a fucking robot. I get it now. Yes, we get it. Now be a robot. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. I thought the dramatic stuff worked. 4 out of 5. Very good. Well, now that that's out of the way, next week we're going to be doing something a little different. We won't give it away. Should we wait until next week to let them know? I think it should be a surprise.
Yeah, a little surprise.
Yeah, we got a little something up our sleeves. Sorry, it's not a new movie review because I will still be away. But I think you'll like it. So tune in next week. Check that out. And we'll continue to debate over RoboCop because it sounds like neither of our opinions have really changed.
Yeah, fuck this. Fuck this. Fuck this.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Get onto our Facebook. Share our stuff around. Check out Fish and Connoisseur, a movie on iTunes. You can go back and have a look at one of the over 40 fucking podcast episodes that we have. There's many movies on there that you can check out. Check out our opinions. Let us know if you agree with them, because we'd love to get you in on the conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Please, as always, listen to us. Listen to us, please, and we'll listen to you. Just kidding. I don't give a fuck about you if you like RoboCop. So maybe if that's your opinion, you should keep it to yourself. Or just tell David, because David loves RoboCop.
I'll listen. Even that's...
I won't. Fuck you guys. Anyway, as always, play the music, Fish.
I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fish and Connoisseur Movie. Fish and Connoisseur Movie does not own any rights to the film RoboCop 2014, its marketing, or its soundtrack, and no infringement is intended. The track I Fought the Law is performed by The Clash. The law and the